Tens of thousands of Nigerians took to the streets for a third straight day Wednesday in the main commercial city of Lagos and the capital, Abuja, to protest soaring fuel costs sparked by a government move to end a popular fuel subsidy. Despite the growing public outcry, the government has shown no sign of reversing its decision to cut the popular subsidy, which it said would bankrupt the country in the long term, and has vowed to withhold wages for public employees who are on strike. That tactic has proven somewhat effective, but workers remain on strike in numbers that could force an economic crisis in the short term. Sunny Enehuvwedia, a civil servant in Wari, did not cross the picket line, and he is not discouraged by the defectors.